This is Liz Pelka from VOA News.
Belli merkezlerde üretilen kara propagandaların
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Wednesday Turkey will not allow those responsible for the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi to avoid justice. Khashoggi, a Washington Post columnist and critic of the Crown Prince, disappeared 3 weeks ago after he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul to obtain documents for his upcoming marriage. Turkish officials suspect Khashoggi was killed and dismembered inside the consulate by Saudi agents. Riyadh initially denied knowledge of his fate before saying he was killed in a fight in the consulate. U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday the killing and subsequent cover-up by Saudi Arabia were a total fiasco.
From day one, from the thought, whoever put it in their minds, that was not a good thought. The process was no good. The execution was no good. And the cover-up, if you want to call it that, was certainly no good.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also addressed the situation Tuesday.
We have identified at least some of the individuals responsible, including those in the intelligence services, the royal court, the foreign ministry, and other Saudi ministries who we suspect to have been involved in Mr. Khashoggi's death.
Pompeo said the United States will take appropriate actions, including revoking U.S. visas. Egyptian officials say security forces have killed 11 men armed with assault rifles in a firefight that began during a dawn raid on a desert cave south of Cairo. The officials say the men killed Wednesday had been in possession of weapons and ammunition in the western desert near Farafrah Depression and had planned hostile operations. The officials were not identified in their statement, but spoke anonymously under government regulations. This is VOA News. Thousands of Central American migrants moving slowly toward the U.S. stopped to rest Tuesday in their long trek through Honduras, Guatemala, and Mexico. More than 7,000 have joined the so-called caravan fleeing poverty and violence. President Trump Tuesday lamented America's lax immigration laws and repeated his determination to stop them from entering the country illegally.
But certainly you have people coming up through the southern border, from the Middle East and other places that are not appropriate for our country. And I'm not letting them in. They're not coming in. All right? They're not coming in.
The caravan is taking place just 2 weeks before U.S. voters go to the polls in congressional, state, and local elections. After his landslide re-election victory Monday, Cameroon's President Paul Biya now faces expectations by Cameroonian residents for improved living conditions. VOA's Mariamo Diallo reports.
Biya's victory comes amid claims from opposition candidates that the election was marred by fraud, including ballot stuffing and voter intimidation. But Biya's supporters are ecstatic.
Elle garantie de la paix.
Paul Biya is a guarantor of peace, success, prosperity, and living together. That's why we have chosen our president. Am I telling the truth? Am I telling the truth?
Other residents hope the incumbent will do more to unite the country.
We hope he'll be able to restore the cohabitation between our English-speaking and French-speaking brothers so that serenity and peace can still prevail in Cameroon.
Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Violence connected to a separatist movement in the western Anglophone regions forced tens of thousands to flee in the lead-up to this vote. Britain and the U.S. have urged President Biya to focus on resolving the causes of the violence in that part of the country. At least 20 people were injured when an escalator in the Rome metropolitan system collapsed on Tuesday night. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has more.
A video shown on Sky TG24 shows the escalator accelerating suddenly and the people riding down on it collapsing one onto another. The dramatic footage shows people on the parallel escalator trying to pull others to safety. The cause was not immediately known. The prefect's office put the number of injured at 20, mostly Russians, in town for a Champions League soccer game. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Firefighters say 7 people are in serious condition. And Hurricane Willa has weakened into a tropical depression as it moves rapidly over west central Mexico. We have more stories you can view on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.